USA Radio News.
President Trump weighed in on the Roseanne Barr controversy today on Twitter. The president said Bob Iger of ABC called Valerie Jarrett to let her know that ABC does not tolerate comments like those made by Roseanne Barr. The president said he never received a call from Iger regarding some of the horrible statements made about him on ABC. Or he just didn't get the call. Today at the White House, President Trump signed the Right to Try Act, which will give terminally ill patients greater access to experimental treatments.
Now, with the passage of this bill, Americans will be able to seek cures right here at home, close to their family and their loved ones. We are finally giving these wonderful Americans the right to try. So important.
Elsewhere, quick look at your numbers on Wall Street today. Currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up right around 250 points. This is USA Radio News.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. That's 800-635-6303.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or in a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
Some cross-border bickering about the president's wall proposal continues as USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
President Donald Trump insisting at an appearance in Nashville on Tuesday night that Mexico will pay for his planned border wall.
I don't want to cause a problem. I don't want to cause. But in the end, Mexico is going to pay for the wall.
About an hour after the statement by Trump, the Mexican president Enrique Peña Nieto responded and tweeted, quote, "No, Mexico will never pay for a wall," adding, "Not now, not ever." Peña Nieto then repeated the tweet in Spanish. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
In an effort to create more long-term job opportunities, Sacramento, California Chick-fil-A franchise owner Eric Mason will raise his staff's hourly wages to as much as $18 an hour. Mason also said he will be providing paid time off for employees as well. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As details continue to emerge about how the Golden State Killer was apprehended, we know that it was from doing some DNA online tests that you can find anywhere. There's all sorts of different kits. But what does that mean long-term for you and your privacy? Carl Zimmer is author of a new book titled She Has Her Mother's Laugh. He's been writing about science for years. He explains what this all means for you in the long term.
If we are going to be really, you know, enthusiastic in sharing our DNA with each other to learn things about our genealogy, well, you know, we're putting our DNA out there in public, and that can be used by people to do all sorts of things. Now, in this case, you know, I think it's great that an alleged serial killer may have been pulled off the streets using this method. But, you know, you could envision other ways in which this could be an invasion of privacy by finding people through their relatives using these databases. And so, you know, I think that it's going to lead to a lot of new protections and rules about genetic privacy online, you know, along the lines of what we see, you know, in terms of our social media data. You know, we're really trying to balance the advantages of going public with our heredity and keeping it private.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1988 when former President Ronald Reagan arrived in Moscow for summit talks with Mikhail Gorbachev. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.